This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi regarding the incident at R.G. Kar Medical College and has sought his intervention to bring a central law to check violence against healthcare personnel. The IMA has demanded that the security protocols of all hospitals should be in line with airports. It also demanded that hospitals be declared as safe zones, with the first step being mandatory security entitlements. In its letter, the IMA has requested for meticulous and professional investigation of the crime within a specific time frame and prompt justice. It has also called for appropriate and dignified compensation for the bereaved family and has asked for improved working conditions for doctors. The Kolkata police has imposed Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 around R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital for 7 days with effect from today to prevent unlawful gathering of five or more people in the area. Two leaders of Students' Federation of India have been picked up from Behala area by police in connection with the vandalism that occurred on the intervening night of August 14 at the medical college. Meanwhile, the former principal of R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital has been again called by the CBI for interrogation at the CGO complex today. He was also interrogated yesterday. The Union Government has decided to form a committee to suggest all possible measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. The Government made the decision after considering the concerns expressed by various healthcare stakeholders, including FODA and IMA. It has also invited the state governments to present their suggestion to the committee on the matter. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a new state-of-the-art Maritime Rescue Coordination Centre of the Indian Coast Guard in Chennai today. He will also inaugurate Marine Pollution Response Centre in Chennai and the Coast Guard Air Enclave in Puducherry. The pollution centre located at the Chennai port represents a pioneering step in marine pollution management. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will distribute citizenship certificates to 188 Hindu expatriates under the Citizenship Amendment Act at a function in Ahmedabad today. The minister, who is on a visit to Gujarat, will also inaugurate development projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad in a short while. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated P. Srinivasa for being elected as the Prime Minister of Thailand. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished her a successful tenure. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working with her to further strengthen the bilateral ties between India and Thailand. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Kuwait today. During his stay, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his Kuwaiti counterpart, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. He is also expected to call on the leadership of Kuwait. Dr. Jaishankar's visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations between the two countries, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural, consular, and people-to-people contacts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will arrive in Tel Aviv in Israel today as part of Washington's diplomatic push to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza. This is his ninth trip to West Asia since Hamas terrorists attacked southern Israel in October last year. The top U.S. diplomat will oversee the indirect peace talks between Israel and Hamas to be continued in Cairo. After the Doha peace talks held on Thursday and Friday at the behest of the U.S., there are hopes of a ceasefire. Badminton Association of India has sent a team of 39 players to the Asia Under-15 and Under-17 Junior Championships in Chengdu, China, commencing Tuesday. The team aims to win multiple medals and build a strong foundation for the 2025 World Junior Championship, which will be hosted by India. The Indian team departed for Chengdu yesterday after a preparatory camp in Guwahati. In tennis, both the women's and men's world number ones Iga Swiatek and Jannik Sinner will be in action today at the semifinals at the Cincinnati Open in the United States, while Polish player Swiatek will take on her Belarusian counterpart Arina Sabalenka. Sinner from Italy will go against Alexander Zverev of Germany. And that is the end of this news bulletin.